All right, the topic today is one that I really cherish to talk on, because if you've been around Mary Jo for years in Manatech, you know one of the things I love so much is to talk about change. I love change. I know some of you on the phone are just shuddering right now thinking of the word change. But I'm one of these people that embraces change all the time. I love it when it happens. I love to see things different, even in the technology arena. Of course, one of the reasons I can tolerate it in technology is because I have Lydia supporting me and all of that. And I know most of you, when people meet her, they go, I need a Lydia. She is a blessing in my life. But even that, I embrace it because it's moving forward, and it's presenting me more tools and more abilities and more capacity to do things in a different way, a newer way, and to touch more people. So I always look at what it brings for me, not the struggle as I go through it. But, you know, change today is happening all around it, and it's important to tackle in network marketing as well as everywhere else. You know, we look, first of all, just look at what's happening in our world, you know, in terms of changes. And what I'd like to do is just kind of, you know, there's a great video I watched in preparing for this morning training, and it talked about the world is changing faster than at any time in human history. And most of us know that. We're dizzy by all the changes. I mean, we see so much happening all around us, and how about just, you know, with Facebook and all the things that are going on out there, and then, you know, just, it's massive. It's like every day it's something new. And we look around our economy and we see, you know, Toys R Us, and we see total shopping malls shutting down where tumbleweeds are flowing through them. And, I mean, you know, our world as we knew it 10 years ago is totally different today. And I'm going to guarantee you the rate of change is going to be twice as much over the next 10 years. So be ready for it. And some of you go, thank goodness I'm 65, 70. I don't have to, you know, put up with it. I can just kind of retire and ignore it all. Wrong. Embrace it. Embrace change. But that's a hard thing because most people don't want to do that. So let's talk about a little bit about how fast the world's changing. In the 19th century, it took Great Britain 150 years to double their gross domestic product. Okay, 19th century, it took Great Britain 150 years to double their gross domestic product. In the 20th century, it took the United States just 50 years to double its gross domestic product. In the 21st century, which is the one we're living in today, it will take China and India just 15 years to double their GDP. Amazing. From 150 to 50 to 15. Talk about fast. It took 50 years for 1 in 4 Americans to adopt electricity. It took 50 years for 1 in 4 Americans to adopt radio, right? It took 13 years to adopt mobile phones. It took 7 years to adopt World Wide Web. So we can see that the amount of time for adoption of things is taking shorter and shorter and shorter period of time. The next 20 years, we'll see world population reach 8 billion people. It's just over 3 billion today. First time in human history, most will not, follow this, it's the first time in human history, in the next, they're projecting next 20 years, first time in human history, most people on this planet will not live in poverty. The world's middle class will increase from 1 to 3 billion people. They'll become the most important economic and social sector in most countries. And, of course, this whole transition that's happening in the next X number of years is going to drive for a significant demand for consumer goods. And what do we have in network marketing? Consumer goods. So you see this massive change that's going to occur. Some of you have already read some articles about the economic changes in the United States that they're projecting to happen even faster, and some of that is happening because we're seeing that we are, you know, people talk about full employment. We're at full employment, and yet there's millions of people unemployed in the United States. Well, they're talking about, because of the technology changes and the efficiencies out there, that we're going to have much greater unemployment or unemployable because there aren't the jobs to match up. So they're talking about making a base wage for everyone, whether they're working or not. because otherwise our society won't be sustainable. So that's huge talk amongst futurists that are, and we're talking about not 50 years from now, we're talking 10 years from now. So it's, these changes are driving us as we watch, and we watch this middle class grow prolifically around the world. It'll projected to be the most, you know, economically, you know, important as an economic sector as well as a social sector in economies. China will become the world's largest economy. Asia's GDP will be greater than Europe and North America totally combined. Isn't that incredible? So we're looking at these huge changes occurring all around us in the world that are happening whether we like it or not. Now, changes in the face of network marketing, we can kind of look back and look at what network marketing has been. Over 60 years, network marketing has helped to produce more millionaires than probably any other industry, right? And that's one of our pledges. We can talk about that. That's a statistic coming right out of an article. And it's also, which is what's allowing ordinary people like you and me to create wealth regardless of our background, education, race, or how much money we had in our bank account to start with, and that's where we are. With the introduction of the Internet, which was once hailed as a perfect tool for network marketers, it really has changed how the business is run, how we operate, how it's grown. So Internet, before the Internet, people, you know, some people were in 25 years ago, 35, 45 years ago. In fact, one of our guys in the Lubbock meeting this weekend was in Amway 50 years ago, and he became one of the largest earners, you know, in Amway. He was huge. And so he talked about how they used to build their businesses locally, right? And now you can build faster nationally and internationally with the Internet access I have. So this is going on currently, and it's allowing us to do, you know, it's that whole concept Al's talked about for ages, social, mobile, global, right? We are just a global company. We can sign up people all over the world in any country that we're open in, no matter who we are. And so, and then you saw the waves that came in. There are different waves that have come in through network marketing. The 2000s saw a huge increase in companies offering natural health products. Of course, we were already in that segment. So there's been a lot more competition in that segment of networking because of the huge trend for better health, right? So you're going to see wave after wave of new, healthier, life-changing products flooding the market. And they are talking about today, so some of you are going, well, how come we're not as effective as we were back in the 1990s for some people that have been around MadTech a lot of years? And one of this article also talked about how health companies and cosmetic companies are actually seeing a fall in the number of people joining and an increase in number of people leaving. And that's because a lot of retail companies are out there now developing products cheaper and just as effective. I don't believe that with Manatech, of course. No one has what we have, and that's what causes us to be even more important for us to distinguish ourselves with our breakthrough in technology in glyconutrients. And that's really what we need to be leading with when we're out there, because that differentiates us from everybody else in the industry. So network marketing, you know, the baby boomers had a big impact on network marketing. And by the way, network marketing itself has been on a downtrend. In 2016, the sales actually went down in the United States of America. First time in 20 years sales went down in network marketing in North America. But in our category, health and wellness, they are still skyrocketing. So it's not an impact on us, but an impact on other network marketers as well. And we also see a huge trend of network marketing giants that are going overseas to find their sales. In fact, a larger percentage of their sales come from overseas than the U.S. And Amway's been there for years. I mean, they have such a stronghold in China and other majors. I mean, I think they do some $2 billion, I don't know how many, it's billion in China alone. I mean, they're huge in some of these lesser developed countries in the U.S., but emerging economies. And the U.S., and of course, Manatech's now looking at exploding in China as well this year. I know they've made some huge headway there that's going to cause them just to explode in 2018. So we see these trends. We also see the baby boomer revolution. That's kind of fading off because they're reaching retirement. But there are ways of getting them involved in network marketing like never before, so that's a big target for us as well. But they're not having as big an impact, perhaps, as they had initially as baby boomers got into their 60s. And we see the millennial generation is gigantic today, and that's your biggest consumption group. But if you still look at network marketing as a model, and these numbers, I have the most recent numbers I have for 2012. The NFL is a $9.5 billion industry. The music industry is $16.5 billion. The video gaming is $67 billion. The movie industry is $80 billion. Organic products, $91 billion industry. Network marketing, almost a $200 billion industry. So just in comparison with other industries, to give you an idea of the huge, the greatness of what our industry reflects. So anyway, so all of this is happening. Many companies are looking around to change, you know, there's shifts that have been made because of all the legal pressure on network marketing. And, you know, we saw Vima basically shut down. We saw a lot of things that have happened to change some of this. But Manatech's new policies and new comp plan is totally in alignment with a lot of this legal stuff. I mean, thank goodness these guys were watching because we're ahead of so many other companies. One of the things is mandatory buy-ins. Now, today you can see that you can sign up for $49.99. You can grow a business and make $100,000 a month in Manatech without ever buying a product. Does everybody get that? That's exactly what the industry, the legal part of it, is looking for. They hate these forced buy-in things that you're forced to buy on a monthly basis. That's one of the things they've complained about, those automatic orders for distributors. They don't like that, and Manatech, of course, has gone totally away from that. So those are some of the great things out there. There are other issues, I won't go through all of them, that Manatech's right on top of with their new complaint. It's still, and regardless of what you might think, the industry is still really popular, and it's the best option. As Eric Worre says, it's not perfect, but it's a lot better than all the other options out there. And I love it when he says that. It's the best option for anyone who wants to move away from corporate business and work for themselves, but not by themselves. So because other, you know, entrepreneurial endeavors require great wealth just to, or startup costs, or you have to give away a piece of your company before you can even get off the ground. So they're just incredible. And you see what's changing out there in network marketing. You know, mobile phones are expected to account for over 70% of internet visitors in the next 5 years worldwide. Okay, so many third world countries, that figure is even higher right now. Within 5 years, there will be over 5 billion people that will have access to the internet. 5 billion people. Today, that figure is only 2.8 billion. So you're talking about doubling the number of people that have access to the internet in the next 5 years. So, and the other trend that you're seeing out there is elimination of need for cash. People are replacing cash. Is that going to mean Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies? I don't know, but they're really clearly, you know, credit cards and other vehicles of payment are hugely taking over the need for cash. And that's big and really important in third world countries as well. So, are there lots of incredible changes happening around us? Yeah. And some of you are listening to this and you're kind of going, oh, my gosh, how am I going to live in this world of change? And the whole reason I went through all of that was just to tell you, we have no clue. I mean, this world is changing so fast around us. The changes are happening faster, at a faster pace than ever before in the history of mankind. And so what is it about us that we're adverse to change? And that's what we need to work on. You know, some of us, and I happen to be one of those people, I actually thrive on change. I love it because it's a new challenge. It's something different. It presents new opportunities. And it's about embracing it, not being fearful of it. But it's still scary for some people. We tend to crave what's familiar, what's safe, what's stable and known. You know, and fear of change is so deep with some people that they even fear taking activity that clearly would improve their situation. And we see that every time we approach people with network marketing. They fear change, and taking on a little, you know, side gig like network marketing, that may turn out to be the main gig, but in the meantime, it could produce easily, as we have for people. It's the fastest way to $500 I know anywhere in the industry. And we have the opportunity to present that to people and watch them make that shift and get there. But what is it fear? That even though it would clearly improve their situation. But other examples of that are abusive relationships. So you think the psychology is different somewhere else? Well, why do women stay in abusive relationships? How about ex-cons who come out and they commit another crime just so they can go back into their comfort zone, right? Go back in the pen. That's where they're comfortable. That's where they feel that's like home to them. People who stay in jobs, they hate. How many people do you know out there stay in a job? Some of you on the phone today might be in a job you hate. Why? I wouldn't go to a job every day if I hated it. Wouldn't happen. I'd be gone so fast because my mental state of feeling blessed every day would be so much more important than hating a job or constantly dreading every Monday morning when I had to go in. So, but that whole concept of, you know, scary, change is scary. And that scariness is, you know, it didn't work out. What if it doesn't work out? We see it in multi-level marketing. What if it didn't work out? It didn't work out before. People, what will people think of me? Blah, 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 blah. You have 101 reasons why not. But the reasons why, too, are what we need to emphasize. And that just helps you in terms of closing people as well. You know, to get around the reasons why not, it's got to be how, you know, make a list. All the reasons why not, all the reasons why, too. Let's see where they balance. Where do you want your life in 5 years from now? That's usually the triggering point. Where do you want to be in 5 years from now? Where do you want to be? The same where you are today? Because sometimes people who don't like change, they also don't like where they are. And if you talk about stagnation for five more years, is that what you think you are called to do on the face of this earth, is to stagnate in the same place? If that's your calling, then you know what? You're in the right place. Stay where you are. But if it's not, do you believe there's really something better out there for you? And that's what we need to introduce to people. So change is going to happen no matter what. We just talked about a massive amount of change that's going to take place both in the network marketing realm as well as around the world in the next 10 years, 20 years. It's inevitable. It's a reality of life. And again, fearing it because it's an unknown is a ridiculous fear, because the unknown is out there with everything. You don't know what's going to happen to you. When you wake up in the morning, you have no idea what's going to happen to you that day. Anything could happen. And you read stories from people that have had massive changes in short periods of time. They had no idea it was going to happen. And people, you talked about network marketing. You know, let's talk about that a little bit, because I know you come up against that from time to time as you go out there and share with people, and people have a question of why, what if I can't do it? And, you know, sometimes when people say that, I go, well, tell me experiences in your life where you proved that you couldn't do something. I ask them for proof of why they can't do something. And some people sometimes come up with things. And I go, so why do you think that? Oh, yeah, well, this is the reason, Mary Jo. And they always have reasons why they couldn't do it. And I said, do you think if you look back on it today, there would be a way you could overcome that? Because now you understand the reasons. And they go, yeah, I think so, because I understood. Now I understand the reasons. And I go, okay, so what are the reasons you wouldn't be able to do it, network marketing? And then tackle the reasons. You follow me? Find out the reasons why they think they can't do it. And work on those with them, because it's so much of it is just, is it okay with you if you become a better person through this process? If you become more caring, more loving, more into contribution, is that a good thing for you or not? You know, so if people agree that that would be a great thing for them, then they says, then do it purely out of motivation for developing you into the best you can be, because that's really what network marketing is about. So work on that. Some people, you know, they might be unhappy, but at least it's a known. You know what I mean? That's what they say about their current job. Well, I'm unhappy, but at least it's a known. Oh, so it's better to know you're going to be unhappy than to think that there's a possibility you could really live an exhilarating life. I love to ask that question. Why would you ever give up on living the life of your dreams because you know what you're up against and you don't have a problem being unhappy every day for 8 hours? I don't get it. It's a psychology that's beyond my wildest, but I still am able to relate to people and talk to them about that, because I know in each and every one of us, down deep, we really believe there's something better out there for us. We believe that there's something greater. So, but, you know, sometimes we have to risk the possibility of things getting worse or less or whatever. Yeah. So when you talk about the unknown, what if, and you did, but what if, you know, you can say, well, people say have a fear. Well, what if it doesn't work? Well, what if I'm not able to do it? Well, what if, you know, people, everybody says no to me. Well, what if? And I said, okay, great. Those are all questions. But let me ask you another what if. What if you become a millionaire? 5 years from now, you have you know, $100,000 coming in every month in your network marketing business? Or what if you just, 5 years from now, you have $10,000 coming in every month, or $5,000 every month, or even $1,000 extra every month? Would that change your life? So you can think as big or as small as you want to, but whatever it is. So change the what ifs to what can happen instead of what they think, because they're stuck, right? So we do, a lot of us do what we call the nine dot exercise. I don't know how many of you have done it, but it's a great little exercise. So, and it's, you draw three dots, you make a box, not a box, you don't draw a square, but you put dots in a box format where you put three dots across, three layers of three dots across that form a box. If you would connect them all, but don't connect them, if you would connect them all on the outside, you would form a box. So it's called the nine dot exercise. And this is an incredible exercise for you to undertake. And it's something you can do right now on your sheet of paper with just putting nine dots down, forming what would look like a box if you connected all of them on the outside. So there's 3, 6, 9, right? Everybody got that? Nine dots. Now, the idea of the exercise is to put your pen on a piece of paper, and you can only draw straight lines. You cannot lift your pen off the paper, and you get a chance to draw how many lines? How can you connect these dots, right? If you put nine dots, okay, everybody got the nine dots on your piece of paper, and you get to draw four lines. Start with that. Put your pen on a piece of paper and draw four lines. Cannot lift your pen off the paper, so they're all connected to each other, and they have to be straight lines, and you need to put the line has to go through every single one of those dots. How do you do that? It's an incredible exercise, and people will sit there for hours trying to figure it out. And it's an incredible exercise. I'm not going to tell you how to do it, because I'm just going to tell you that if you can't figure it out and you don't have it down, then you're stuck. And the nine dots represent for you something called the known zone, because you're not thinking outside the box. You look at the box as something that has you, that those are your boundaries, right? And we're not thinking outside the box. So we get stuck. And that's really what's called, a lot of people call it a comfort zone. That's your comfort zone. But the reality is, after I learned this exercise, I used to look at people and go, this has nothing to do with comfort zone, because no one's comfortable in that zone. So I renamed it known zone. It's what you know. We fall in love with what we know. We know we're miserable. We know we have to get up and go to work. We know we got to drive to school. We know we're going to run out of money by the end of the month. We know that we can call our parents. We know that we could go and do a couple side jobs and maybe make up the difference so we make it through the month. And then we go into the next month and we do the same thing over again because it's known. Notice how I can't use the word comfort, because for virtually everyone out there, their known zone is not comfortable. I had somebody I worked with that lived in a trailer park. I mean, hardly could make ends meet. I talked to them extensively about the opportunity. And you know what? They were comfortable. They were comfortable. They didn't want to do it. They didn't want it. It was almost like a fear of the unknown. And that's what we need to do, is help people shift into the fear of the unknown, because the unknown is where everything that you want is. So start listing what you want, and that's why we talk to people about what are your dreams, right? What are your goals? Setting goals, because that puts you in a whole other category. It puts you into a category of what you don't have today and what your goals are for tomorrow. What are your goals? And sometimes it's easier, we talk to people about their kids or family, because you know what? It's easier for them to draft goals for their family and their kids than it is for them to think of themselves. We don't care as much about ourselves. We've already sold out our life for some reason, that things can't be better or they won't get better. I'm not willing to work that hard, or I'm not willing to take rejection, or I'm not, you know, because we define anyone who says no to you like they're rejecting you. They're not rejecting you. Most of them are rejecting their own life. They're stuck like you are. So why don't you be that beacon of light in the community instead of joining them in the darkness, right? I mean, even $500 a month will pay off anyone's student loan debt, credit card debt, you know, car debt, cause them no longer to be upside down. And you can show anyone how easily they can get to $500 a month by building a QT. It takes 15 people ordering $100 a month. 15, that's all. Used to take 60 under our old comp plan. Now it takes 15. And I'm shocked at the numbers of people in Manatech that aren't qualifying AQT. I can find out because I go over to Manatech headquarters and I talk to the people. And I'm telling you, I'm shocked that we're not taking advantage of that. Why? $500, the easiest ever. I don't know any other comp plan in all of network marketing. That's that simple. Because we're comfortable? I don't know. You tell me. Confusing to me, but we got to get out there and do it. I'm getting out there. That's my whole program, my whole platform, my whole program. I want to help everybody on the face of the earth add $500 a month to their life. That's my goal. So I don't have to get them to buy into network marketing. I just need them to help me help others have a better health, right? Get committed to the products and achieve better health. That's all I'm looking for. So Les Brown tells a story of a man who's walking down the sidewalk one day and heard a dog moaning and howling. I don't know how many of you heard this story, but it's a really good one, so I wanted to share it with you. He heard a dog moaning and howling as he approached a home. The dog seemed to be in significant pain. He noticed one man in a rocking chair and several others sitting on a porch swing, but they didn't seem to be at all concerned about the dog situation. As he continued past the house, the moaning and howling continued. As the man got a few steps past the house, he stopped and then walked back to the front gate. He hollered over the fence to the man in the rocking chair. He said, "Excuse me, it seems like your dog is in a lot of pain. What's wrong with him?" Right? The dog's sitting there moaning and howling, and the guy's just rocking in his rocking chair. "What's wrong with him?" he says. In a slow drawl, the man in the rocking chair said, "He's lying on a nail." Confused, the man on the sidewalk said, "Well, why doesn't he just move?" The man in the rocking chair paused for a moment, and he said, "Well, I reckon it don't hurt enough yet." How many of us are lying too long on that nail in our lives? We're so uncomfortable where we are, but we're not yet motivated enough to leave that familiarity of our present situation. You relate? So I just ask you, what nails are you lying on? I mean, we need to list. Where's our level of discomfort? Make a list. Right now, after you get off this call, take time to do that. Where's the discomfort in your life? And don't let the sun set without finishing the task of doing that, because that's the motivation to get you off of the nail. That's the motivation. Is this a great story to talk to other people about? Yeah. It's a great tale that you can tell others the same information and say, what are the nails you're lying on? That might just motivate somebody to join you in network marketing, to make that, get that $500 a month. Because they're lying on a lot of nails that could be solved by just another $500 a month. When you realize, you know, back when I looked at the statistics in the early 2000s, the stat was that for 80% of all personal bankruptcies never would have had to been filed for just an additional $300 a month. And we can show people, 15 people, how they can make $500. Pretty crazy, right? Let's get out and do it. In addition to fear of the unknown, we resist change because we find security in routines that are familiar, right? Familiarity. Yeah, we just fall in love with familiarity. We just, you know, we're so committed and connected to our old way of doing things, we're just not willing to even view the benefits of making a change. Or we just mistrust the source of the change. Again, fear enters in, a heart of distrust. And where is that coming from? I mean, where does that come from? It's not a spiritual aspect at all. I mean, in the Bible it tells us clearly, fear not, period, fear not, two words, fear not. It doesn't come from a heart of God, right? And some of us, we argue, well, we're so secure in our routines, and we go, well, you know, bad. How many times have I heard that from people? Life really isn't that bad, Mary Jo. I mean, we're making it. And I go, you know, if you're not living the life of your dreams, then life is really that bad. Make a change. Chase it. Pursue it. Fight for it. Every breath, take a breath to get to a life of your dreams that fulfills you. Right? Because the only thing stopping you is you. And then he finished with a story about earthquakes, and I think this was a good, so I kind of just took this out of an article that was on the internet. It talked about earthquakes, and this is an interesting analogy to look at as well. Earthquakes can gently sway a building, causing a moment of excitement, but leaving no damage. Have anyone ever been in an earthquake where that's happened? I have. I've actually been in one. Or they can level an entire city in a matter of minutes, like they did in Mexico recently. The main determinant of the damage is the amount of fault slippage. Okay? Remember that. Highlight that in your outline. Fault slippage. An active fault that constantly moves will result in regular, sometimes daily, small tremors that gently move buildings. In other areas, there's great pressure building up on fault lines, but the shape of the fault and the composition of the rock resists the movement, okay? And they have what they, you know, right? What is it? The fault slippage. It's limited because of the composition of the rock that resists the movement. As pressure continues to build, of course, if this pressure would keep building over hundreds and thousands of years, an incredibly powerful earthquake prepares to be unleashed because what? There's no movement. There's no concept there of fault slippage. It doesn't exist. It's so entrenched that it's immobile. And that kind of earthquake is what levels cities and makes worldwide news because of its immobility. It's resistance to fault slippage. Change affects our lives in a very similar way. When we resist change, we're like a fault that refuses to move. Instead, we allow incredible pressure to build up until we can't resist the change any longer. And that's what makes changes in our lives feel incredibly significant, dramatic, and uncomfortable. They're huge. They're unwelcome. Eventually, the new situation begins to feel normal again, and we'll likely desire to stay in that place and get stuck once again until unbearable pressure creates the next major and unwelcome shift in our lives. So how can we be different? A healthier approach to change is to drop our resistance, be like the fault that easily and regularly moves, right? That allows for the slippage and the movement, causing small, manageable tremors in our life. Socrates widely observed, the secret of change is to focus all your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. And then Max DePree's quote, I'll leave you with, we cannot become what we want by remaining what we are. So people, I invite you, embrace change. Embrace it in Manatech, embrace it in your life, embrace it all around you, embrace it. And I pray that you can touch other people's lives with some of this information I shared today, maybe some of the stories, some of the, you know, whether it's the earthquake or it's Les Brown and the dog lying on the nail, right? And all those are great stories to share with people, because how many people do you know who are stuck? And our job is to go out there and move them forward, because we have a phenomenal opportunity that totally can change their life. So thanks, everybody. Any comments? Any questions?
Hey, Mary Jo.
Yeah.
Hey, how do we, how are you?
Good.
How do we pay for the text class?
Good question. I don't have that answer, and Lydia's not here right now. I think it's
okay,
on manatrain.net. She'll probably list it there, or she'll be sending out an email to everybody exactly how to do that. How's that? Great?
That's fabulous. Great call.
Can't
thank you very much.
Can't wait to help you. Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
Hey, Mary Jo.
Yeah.
Your thing about change is if you're not changing, you're not growing.
Right.
Something that I like a lot.
Yeah. In fact, there's the same with the quote I like best about that. You're either ripe and rotten or green and growing. Your choice. That's one of my favorite ones, right? Either green and growing or you're ripe and rotting. What's your choice? It makes me want to just squirm when I think about ripe and rotting. Right? Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mary Jo, it's Peggy here.
Peggy.
A question. I got the answer, but I thought maybe the others would like to know this too. Tuesday Night Live tomorrow night will be recorded, so if you can't get there at 7:30, 8:30, or 9:30, whatever your time zones are, it will be recorded so you can watch it later.
Yep, you bet. Just like all our Tuesday Night Lives, yeah. We'd love to record it.
This is not just like on the Tuesday Night Lives, though. This is
No. This is a really special one. This is like the golden Tuesday Night Live. I might even have to go out and buy some new clothes, but that would require change. You know, for some of you, some of you go, well, change, Mary Jo. And I go, you know what? For Mary Jo, I hate shopping. Do you know that?
I don't know how many
of you know that about me, but I hate shopping. I am so not a shopper, right? It's
that
just not my style. So, but you know what? I can go shopping because, you know, the other thing I can do is talk to the people who are about to lose their jobs because the retail industry is disappearing. So I have a great opportunity there to do some networking with people. Amen for that. So, yeah, it's going to be great. It'll be a lot of fun. I hope you guys can make it. But again, thank you, Peggy, for the comment that it will be taped so everybody will be able to see the replay.
You
didn't anything
need
else?
Shopping Lydia for your clothes, Mary Jo.
I'll let Lydia shop for my clothes.
No. A version of Lydia that just does your shopping that loves.
Oh, I get it. You absolutely. In fact, you know what, Michael? What's so funny is people have offered to do that for me.
That's funny.
But that just tells you how much they don't like things I wear. They look at me and they think, Mary Jo, that's the wrong color for you. Oh, you should have this. This is the way you should have your hair. This is the way you should do this.
You know better than to go try to do your own computer work. Just let someone else.
Absolutely, you got it.
Mary Jo,
I love it. A personal shopper. Okay, you guys, put in your bids. I need a personal shopper. All right, great. Yeah, thanks, Michael.
Mary Jo, those people are just shopaholics, and they just love to be able to help somebody else because it gives them their thing.
Their purpose. There's their purpose. Right. Amen.
Hey, Mary Jo, I got it.
Yeah.
This is Silence.
Hi, Silence.
Hey, I just wondered if you would have any input or, you know, with the new direction everything we're going, I'm talking about, you know, helping people change. I just remembered that, you know, we used to have some really, you know, the power of you, and then a lot of us went to Clemmer, and I just wondered if there's any talk of reinstigating maybe some of those type of seminars that Manitech used to sponsor, power of you and that kind of thing.
I think
about change. I mean, some people have to really go through their stuff before they can change.
Absolutely. Oh, no question about it. And those are so powerful. All of us, I think Silent, you and I and Michael and all of us would agree that we've made huge investments in self-development over the years. And we've seen, I can speak for myself for sure, but I know other people have seen, you know, incredible shifts in their life, becoming the person they were meant to be, right? I mean, feeling that openness and ability to just, you know, unconditionally love people everywhere. And that's where, you know,
So maybe somebody like you could talk to them about possibly.
Yeah.
I
think it's great. I think the timing isn't right now because of everything that's going on. But I'm writing it down, Silence, and it is something I'll bring up post manifest.
Right now.
You know.
Right now.
I mean, they're in a little overwhelm right now because they have Manifest coming in 30 days and they haven't quite figured out, you know, all the computer glitches yet, and they've got all the preparation, you know, new move to a new building, new office, new...
Exactly.
It's like whoever planned to move to a new office a month before Manifest really needs to re-examine that decision.
Exactly like it. Remember when in the old days when they... Right before Manifest, they changed something about the computer. They introduced the new skincare, and then they had the new computer system, and everything was the same.
Right.
It was much worse. This really went
too late
compared to that.
Yeah, we don't want to remember. I mentioned Global View, and my whole body just did like a shudder when I mentioned it. And I was
I look at this as a really great improvement.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. And that's the way we should look at it. You know, every time something happens, we look at the positive side of it, right?
Yeah,
what's the greatness
in
it?
It's so much better than it was before. So we've come
a
long way. Anyway, thinking about with the change, we have Sona, and, you know, so maybe
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, they're trying to do a lot of that with boot camps. Do you follow me?
Yes, boot camp is similar, you know. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And boot camp's great. Yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
It is great. So we do have that outlet for people right now. So I don't know how much further they're going to go with that, but I think that it would be a boot camp type, you know, event. But I agree. I agree. I think it's awesome. And we do have Sona. I mean, she was I don't know how many of you had Sona in your, you know, your Clemmer work, but I sure was exposed to her. Yeah.
She was awesome. Well, she still is awesome, but
she was funny. Do you know the story behind my association with Clemmer? It's really a funny story. It's really hilarious. So I'll just share it with you.
Yeah, you can remind me.
Yeah, it's because what happened is I was at a manifest, and who is the guy? Do you remember, Lydia? I'm trying to remember his name. There's a guy from up in Canada. He's no longer with Manitech, but Dennis Pecklin. Dennis Pecklin came to me. So Dennis Pecklin was doing one of those, trainings on the side. You know, we used to have all those associate trainings that were in the rooms off, you know, we had breakout sessions. And he was doing one, and I went to Dennis Pecklin's, and it was like a two-hour session about, and I was eating up every word he was talking about. And at the end of his training, he said, you know, here's a funny thing I want to tell you guys. And I was so on fire with all the information I had gotten. And he said, here's something I want to tell you. He says, you know, the other day a friend of mine came up. He said, you know, Dennis, I love the training stuff that you're doing. Did you ever see this book? And so Dennis said, he says, everything you're training on is found in this book. And he said, I kind of got depressed because I was like, what do you mean everything I'm training is all in one book? And he held up the book. And the book was, if how-tos were enough, we'd all be skinny, rich, and happy, which is Brian Clemmer, right? And that was my first exposure to Brian Clemmer. So he announced, he said, you know, he gave us all a telephone number if we wanted to buy the book. He said, here, just I'll give you the Clemmer organization you can buy the book from. So I called up. I had the phone in my ear before I got out of the room. That's how excited I was about buying a book because I'm an avid reader, so that would just really float my boat. So I'm calling up and I'm going, hey, listen, I want to buy that book, blah, blah, blah. How much do they cost? And it was like $18. And I was like, $18 for that skinny book? That was like so – I said, how can you – there must be a break that you have. I'm not going to spend $18 on a skinny book. So I go, well, if you buy this many, you can get them for $12 a piece. I said, no, what's your best – price break? And they said, well, you can get a box of 150 or something, a box of 100. You can get a box of 100 and they're $8 a piece. And I said, okay, here's my credit card. I'll buy the box of 100 because the $8 sounded better than 18. Do you realize I just spent $800 instead of $18? Does everybody get but the funniest part of it, you know, here's a couple more things. Funny part of it is that was a major problem in Mary Jo's thinking, right? You see the roadblock? I had such scarcity mentality around money that I couldn't even justify the $18 versus $8. So, wow, was that a big red flag? Hello. Well, I started doing trainings from the book, and 3 months later, I had no books left. Really, I was doing trainings, Manitech trainings all over, you know, wherever I went. I was selling the books for $8 because that's what they cost me, and I started training the book. And then I bought another case of books from Clemmer. So about 3 months later after that, I get a phone call from Sona. Hi, this is Sona. This is Sona Vanderhoof from Clemmer. You know, and I'm listening to this nasally voice, and I'm going, who is this you know, my first reaction, who is this crazy? And she goes, you know what, Mary Jo, I know you've been buying cases of books. And I go, yeah, they're really great. I love the book. I've been training from it. And she goes, you know, we're really not a book company. We do seminars. And I go, really? And she started talking about the seminar. And I said, well, why the heck would I go to a seminar when I'm teaching the book? You know, I mean, it was so funny. It was like, why would I need a seminar when I'm the one teaching the book, right? And she goes, well, Mary Jo, the book is just as an intro piece, just to open people's eyes, blah, blah, blah. But you really, you know, self-development and getting, you know, growing as a person. And she started telling me, and I said, and she goes, we want to sponsor you to go up to Minneapolis. You know, I had to pay for my flight, but they were going to give me, it was $300 of their $297. And they were going to give me a free, you know, entry to the Clemmer event up in the Master Associate, I think. Well, I don't know. It wasn't called that. Whatever it was called. Champions Workshop, but PM, Personal Mastery class. you know, 3-day class, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, you know, they were going to give it to me for free. So I said, okay, all right, I'll think about it. And I ended up deciding to go. But what I did with here's another good side of Mary Jo, but what I did, I called 3 of my downline up in the Minneapolis area, and I said, hey, I want you to attend this event with me. I'm going to give you each $100 off of your price. So I paid $300 for my ticket. I just gave the benefits to my other people to help support them to show up. So I had 3 of my downline in it, and I went to that event. And, I mean, within the next 3 years, I sponsored probably 18 personal masteries throughout all over across the United States. So I'd say Sona's phone call was very profitable for Clemmer.
Yeah,
but it's a,
sure.
It's a hilarious story because it tells us that we really don't even see our own limitations. And, I mean, the Clemmer work totally changed my life in many ways.
Yeah.
Many ways. Yeah.
Anyway,
so,
I didn't want to get us off track, but I had just...
It's great. No, it's great. And thanks for bringing it up. I love telling that story because it's kind of funny how we, you know, as smart as we are, we really don't see. Our sunglasses are pretty heavy.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, I agree. And I think boot camp is one. And I think that maybe we take it a step further, but great idea. Thanks. Appreciate
it. Thank you for all you do.
You bet. Thanks. Anyone else before we leave? Love you guys. Have a great week. Don't forget to work hard. Let's bust out business period 3 and knock it out of the park. And then make sure to be with us tomorrow night if you can. If not, listen to it on replay or watch it on replay because it's going to be a really incredible event. So talk to you guys soon. Bye, everyone.